What do you mean there are no cows?
Nominalism is the idea that the word cow is simply a name, nomen, that we give to classify. We could use the word gavagai to classify table, left leg of dog, and flower petals, and we just say that's gavigai. Put those three things together and we give it a name, gavigai. Nominalism is pointing out that's arbitrary, you see. It's just our only flower petals, left leg of dog, and table. There's no such entity as cow, for example. There are only individual cows. Where can you see cow? You can't. Nominalism is the idea that it's just a name we give for a collective. It has no essence. And that was picked up. That was a medieval position developed by Duns Scotus, the British philosopher, and picked up by Protestants who wanted to say everything is due to grace. There's no natures of things that will get along quite well on their own. It's only grace that allows things to be what they are, to flourish. And the Catholics held on to the idea of nature and say that there are natures, and each nature has a certain essence, and its essence is its form. Its form is the end of that particular type of thing, so that each
Cow.
cow has a particular natural end by nature, a goal by nature. And what's a cow's goal by nature? It's not to give milk to human beings. It does give milk to human beings. That's its function in the human food system. But its nature is just to be a cow. That's its nature. Anyhow, the point about this long thing, which you're now stopping me speaking. See, I never got to the point about what's his name, Balcombe. What?
Go on.
No, so driving once with Balcombe, he was being accused of essentialism. And essentialism is obviously believes in nature. There's a nature to a cow, and there's a nature. And you can object to certain things. Say the nature of the woman is to stay at home and cook and have babies. You say, well, you don't want a nature or an essence. On the other hand, nominalism seems way out of line. To say there's no such nature to those individual cows, seems clear there is. You understand what the nature of a cow is, of that particular cow, by seeing what its natural tendencies are. So, for example, you can mistake the nature of a dolphin and think it's a fish. It's not. It's a mammal, and that's its nature. Otherwise, it seems to me you're throwing out the baby with the bathwater.